There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. You just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Derek J.
Don't forget to check out more Derek J on his website, derekj.me. I saw on your list of things to do, because we live together here, so I see your to-do list on a regular basis. You are catching up. You've been busy kind of getting stuff done, scanned in, writing stuff up for whatever it is that's coming next to DerekJ.me.
Oh, yeah. There's some hearings coming up because, you know, some court things, taking the police to court, all that. I've got details at DerekJ.me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't want to spill the beans yet.
Oh, okay, no bean spillage then. All right, so DerekJ.me, you can get more of him there. He does a lot of radio stuff, too, and he'll be picking up the ball again this week with fresh episodes of Peace News Now and Cop Block Radio.
Yes.
Excellent. I know many listeners are looking forward to it after having heard reruns for the last week, so it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Cranking out the content over at DerekJ.me. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. I teased this at the beginning of the program, the SWAT teams. This was a shock to me that this has actually come out now in mainstream media. There's been a conspiracy theory, Derek J., for a while now that says that governments are corporations and that you can actually find them on, like, the stock listings or whatever, done in Bradstreet, I guess, which is a company.
What? That always made me raise my eyebrow.
Did it seem weird? That's an interesting claim, and it's funny, too, because you can actually look into it and find that, yeah, like,
but it seems
they're
like,
on Dun & Bradstreet.
Well, I don't know what that is, first of all.
It's some sort of rating company. Like, they rate the economic viability or something of different corporations.
All right. Well, second of all, none of the politicians who run for these offices seem to know anything about it. So it doesn't seem to be a requirement to know about this corporation to work for it. That's a weird thing.
Well, I think a lot of people know that a city is considered a municipal corporation. That's not an uncommon phrase to hear uttered in reference to a city government that is called a municipal corporation. But one of the, and the claims of the conspiracy theorists go on beyond that. It's just that you can see these listings publicly. Like, you know, if you go to the Dun & Bradstreet website and you look up your local court, it'll probably come up. And that's because it's its own corporation or something like that. Now, I don't know if that means shares of it are traded. I think that's what the conspiracy crowd has been suggesting all along. You know, how deep they're bought and sold. How deep it goes, I don't really know.
I have no idea.
To some extent, the conspiracy world is a very dangerous rabbit hole. But it's interesting when you hear things like this now coming out in the mainstream media. This is the Washington Post. Radley Balco is the author. As part of the American Civil Liberties Union's recent report on police militarization, the Massachusetts chapter of the organization sent open records requests to SWAT teams across the state. It received an interesting response. As it turns out, a number of SWAT teams in the Bay Area are operated by what are called Law Enforcement Councils, or LECs. These LECs are funded by several police agencies in a given geographic area and overseen by an executive board, which is usually made up of police chiefs from member police departments.
That sounds like a bureaucratic mess.
In 2012, for example, the Tewksbury Police Department paid about $4,600 in annual membership dues to the Northeastern Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council, or NEMLEC. That LEC has about 50 member agencies. In addition to operating a regional SWAT team, the LECs also facilitate technology and information sharing and oversee other specialized units, such as crime scene investigators and computer crime specialists. Now, I don't know if this is just Massachusetts that has these LECs. Certainly the first time I've heard about it. That doesn't mean they haven't existed forever. Some of these things have apparently incorporated as 501c3 organizations with the IRS.
Wait, isn't that like nonprofits?
That's correct.
What?
And And it's here that we run into problems. According to the ACLU, the LECs are claiming that the 501c3 status means that they're private corporations, not government agencies. And therefore, they say they're immune from open records requests. Let's be clear, says Balco. These agencies oversee police activities. They employ cops who carry guns, wear badges, collect paychecks provided by taxpayers, and have the power to detain, arrest, injure, and kill. They operate SWAT teams, which conduct raids on private residences. And yet they say that because they've incorporated, they're immune to Massachusetts' open records laws. The state's residents aren't permitted to know how often SWAT teams are used, what they're used for, what sort of training they get, or who they're primarily used against.
Nah, that's not going to stand. The ACLU is going to take that on. It's going to flop. Come on, that's too flagrant of a violation. How dare they say that people have no right to know what's going on inside the police departments? Oh, because we came up with this little loophole where we made ourselves a nonprofit. No one's going to buy that.
From the ACLU of Massachusetts report on police militarization in that state, approximately 240 of the 351 departments in Massachusetts belong to an LEC. While set up as corporations, LECs are funded by local and federal taxpayer money, are composed exclusively of public police officers and sheriffs, and carry out traditional law enforcement functions through specialized units such as SWAT teams. Due to the weakness of Massachusetts public records law and the culture of secrecy that has infected local police departments and law enforcement councils, procuring empirical records from police departments and SWAT teams, regional SWAT teams in Massachusetts about police militarization was universally difficult, and in most instances, impossible. Police departments and regional SWAT teams are public institutions working with public money meant to protect and serve the public's interest. If these institutions do not maintain and make public comprehensive and comprehensible documents pertaining to their operations and tactics, the people cannot judge whether officials are acting appropriately or make needed policy changes when programs arise. No kidding. Now, if you thought that the police didn't have accountability before now, this should be a real shocker and a wake-up call. Like, they're now claiming that we don't even have to answer your questions because we have a corporation. And, of course, that's what corporations are for. Corporations exist to protect people from legal liability for their actions, and here they're providing the police departments with that protection.
At least the lie used to be an emotional one. It used to be, we're protecting you. You know, like, you can't know because, you know, that would compromise our security. You know, like, oh, you can't know our practices because then you'll figure out how we do things and the criminals will take over. But now they're not even going with an emotional argument. They're trying with a bad logical argument. Like, well, see, we are actually not a government agency. But no, yes, you are. You're cops. It doesn't get more government than that.
It's just a real, I think, indicator of how bizarre this world, this legal land world really is. People don't understand, you know, the intricacies of what's going on with these government agencies. They're constantly trying to subvert their own rules. Whatever few rules that they have, they're constantly trying to get around them, and this is yet their next tactic here. Well, we formed a corporation. Now we don't have to tell you anything about what we're doing. Don't have to give you any reports now.
Yeah, we actually don't have any rules that we follow. That's what they seem to be saying.
It's the
here.
Illusion of them having rules, right? That they purport themselves to have rules.
There are plenty of rules for me.
Correct.
They give me lots of rules to follow.
They talk about it's a law, you know, society or a nation of laws, etc., and that it's their job to enforce them. But yet, when it comes time to actually obey their own laws, they just find ways to work around them. And then, usually, almost always, the other branches of this supposed check and balance system don't check anything. They just sit back and let it happen.
That's so slimy. So what do you do? What's the solution? I would think that grabbing a video camera and doing some investigative journalism would be the solution. I mean, if they're not going to give you their own stats and numbers, I mean, why not try and go down to the police departments and get them yourself? No, I'm not saying by force. I'm saying by observation.
Yeah, well, I wonder what it would be like to try to get into one of their board meetings. I bet you they would try to close people out of those. Like, I want to go, if I were in New Hampshire and there was one of these LEC things in the area. And I know they have some sort of regional agreements between police departments, but I don't know if they're set up quite the same as in Massachusetts. But if I were in Massachusetts and wanted to do this, you know, look into this, I'd try to find out where they met and go to their little LEC powwow session and, you know, do some Dave Ridley-style ambush interviews outside.
Sounds like they need it.
More coming up here in moments. 855, 453. There's a little bit more about these LECs, as they are called. These essentially corporations made up of government police departments. And they're saying that that protects them from revealing information about what their activities are. What do you think about that? 855, 453. Does that make you feel safe and secure? 855, 450-3733.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Congress is given legislative power by Article 1 of the Constitution. Congress's powers are limited, but they are vitally important. Congress can tax, raise an army, pass immigration laws, but if a power isn't listed or clearly indicated by the Constitution, Congress may not act. The Tenth Amendment reiterates this point. Powers not delegated by the Constitution remain with the states or with the people. This fact may often be difficult to see given the powers Congress claims for itself. Consider interstate commerce. Congress does regulate it, but they have interpreted this power so broadly that they now strictly control transactions that aren't interstate or commerce. That's not what our nation's founders intended. It's not even in the text of the Constitution. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Derek J.
And if you care about Bitcoin, or maybe you're just curious, the place to be in 2015 is March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas, for the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. Mark and myself had the opportunity to attend the first Texas Bitcoin Conference. It was a great event, and I think this one's going to be even better because this one's going to take place in the heart of downtown Austin. The last one was kind of out in the sticks a little bit, so I'm excited about the new location. I think it's going to bring it to the next level. Speakers, exhibitions, a great opportunity to do some networking, and they'll be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. It's the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. They'll highlight what Bitcoin means to everyone, as well as concentrate on where the technology can go beyond just being a currency. If you want a glimpse into the future, you'll want to be in Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, get your tickets, and when you use code FTL, you'll save $25 off the already very affordable $150 admission price. So knock another $25 off of that by using code FTL. And also another $25, so $25 off gets you $125 as the total cost, and then $25 of that we'll be going to Sean's Outpost when you use code FTL. Sean's Outpost is a great Bitcoin-accepting charity, homeless-based charity out of Pensacola, Florida, and they're doing good work. So TexasBitcoinConference.com, use code FTL. We were there last year. Looking forward to seeing you there in 2015 at TexasBitcoinConference.com. As we continue here with what is, I think for some, this is going to be a shocking story about the Massachusetts regional SWAT teams saying to the ACLU, we don't have to respond to your freedom of information request. So, you want to know about how often we use the SWAT team and in what instances? What were the circumstances surrounding the use of these SWAT teams? Well, we're not going to answer your questions because we're a private corporation. Sorry. Private corporations are, we don't have to answer these inquiries. These freedom of information requests only apply to government agencies. And because we're not a government agency, well, sorry.
Now, don't they have a valid argument in one regard? Yeah, they're sort of playing fast and loose with the rules that they've set up for themselves. But then again, they're the ones who set up the rules for themselves that say that the Freedom of Information Act request is something that I'm amazed they even comply with at all.
Barely.
They came up with this rule that says we have to tell you what we're doing, and they do that on occasion. They will let you know what they're doing when you ask them. So, what's so shocking about them saying we've changed our mind about that?
I think the shocking part would be that they're actually claimed to be a private corporation now.
Yeah.
Like they're coming right out and saying, we're not even a government agency anymore. Now we're just a private company, which is crazy. I mean, it's just, I think that would be an unusual thing. I was shocked to see that in a headline of the Washington Post, number one, because that seems like something you'd see on some crazy kook conspiracy website.
It really, I'm trying to think of the reverse of this would be a private corporation saying that they're government. Could you imagine like Walmart or Krispy Kreme saying like, we're government now.
Yeah, no one would understand what that meant.
Wait, what?
So you're welcome to share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Jay Noon. He's in Massachusetts, and you deal with these guys, these government guys down there all the time, Jay. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I'm on the land of Massachusetts because being in Massachusetts would mean I'm in this nonprofit corporation that's registered at Dun & Bradstreet, which I'm not. In fact, I have fun with that with cops on the stand because they're like, if you do a DMV.com search for Commonwealth of Massachusetts, there's like, last time I did it, there was almost 30 different corporations registered their Commonwealth of Massachusetts, whatever.
Hmm.
And they are, actually what they are is they're charitable organizations. And as you guys know, I got a lawsuit against the town of Palmer. And the town of Palmer responds as, and I quote, defendant, Town of Palmer, a municipal corporation. When you look at any of the Town of Palmer documents, it says Town of Palmer, a municipal corporation that is a government or that calls itself a government, governmental AL. It's a very important part. As we all know, the suffix AL on the end of a word means similar to or like.
Okay.
So they're similar to or like a government, but they're not actually a government. And this is, I've been saying this for 10 years. And
But for all of those, I mean, look, I love what you say, Jaehyun, and it makes sense to me, but it doesn't matter to the courts, right? Because they're backing them up.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Anybody can Google Clearfield Doctrine. It's United States versus Clearfield Trust, like 1932. And what the Clearfield Doctrine says is basically that all government agencies are at the level of a mere corporation, and that they must have a contract or an agreement with whoever they bring their statutes against. Well, I brought this up in Lane Court. Oh, we don't care. I brought this up in U.S. District Court when I sued a town. My complaint got dismissed. I brought this up in appeals court. Also, I brought up taking land without a jury trial and all that stuff, and they won't say touch any of it. But everyone's corrupt. As far as I'm concerned, they're all taxable, or they're all charitable organizations, and the courts, everything, and they're all totally corrupt. There is no more government, because the government should be us, the people.
I don't know if it's like this in the Massachusetts Constitution, but in the New Hampshire Constitution and in many others, it always says there's always some sort of language in there about that it's, you know, by the consent of the governed, and that, you know, that the government exists. And clearly that's not true either, because you can't tell them that you don't consent. I've tried, and they just don't care. And so I'd heard, actually, Jay, that you'd called on one of the nights in the show that I wasn't here, that you had announced that the feds had tossed out your case. You can't get justice, even though I think what you're saying is true, and it makes sense to me, that these guys are corporations, that's how they're organized. Of course, corporations are this imaginary fiction, you know, legal fiction that was created by governments in the first place. So, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know. It's all very confusing. But ultimately, when you break it all down, they're just men and women ruling over us by the threat of force. And no magic words have ever been able to save us from that.
That's right. And, I really feel the best answer is the Free State Project, and is all of us guys get up there in numbers, and I'm going to be getting there as soon as I can myself. I think that's where we're really going to have an actual movement, and hopefully everybody can kind of even more agree on something to kind of try to do something to really make, you know.
Well, this is where it's all possible. Whatever it's going to be, whatever it's going to take to achieve liberty in our lifetime, I truly believe that in New Hampshire, that's where we're going to see it happen, because we've got concentration of people here who care about liberty and who are willing to do something about it. Tomorrow morning, we're going to court to back up our friend James Cleveland, who is facing 2 years in jail because he stood up for his rights and stood up for the rights to be the free press and was arrested for his efforts. So, you know, we've got that level of support here in New Hampshire that most people don't have anywhere else. Jaehyun, thanks for your call tonight. Always appreciate hearing from you. Look forward to seeing you back in New Hampshire as soon as possible. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if you could just, you know, tell the government guys, I don't consent. Thanks, but no thanks. Don't need your services. Have a nice day. And then they'd leave you alone? That's all we want, right? More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. How would you feel if you found out your police department was claiming to be a private company? Would you feel at that point obligated to continue sending them money? Because if it's a private company, then it's not the same thing as a government anymore, right? So maybe that would be a good excuse for folks in Massachusetts to withhold their property taxes at this point. Hey, you know, I thought this was a government. Thought I'm only supposed to pay taxes to the government, but here now your agency is saying they're a private company, so I would like to cancel my service, please. You know, like you can cancel your Comcast service or Time Warner service. Shouldn't you be able to cancel the government service? Oh, no, you can't do that either. Because then the very same SWAT teams can come to your house, and then they will take you physically from your home if you haven't paid them. And if you don't go with them into the streets, then they'll go ahead and they'll physically take you from your home if you're still alive after the encounter.
How much longer till they advocate for just open burning of records? Like, we don't need any records. Let's just throw them in a
fire.
Department
451. Metro LEC. This is from the Washington Post, Radley Balco. Metro LEC. They're talking about these LECs, which is an acronym that essentially stands for Law Enforcement Councils. And they have these law enforcement councils around Massachusetts. Now, maybe this is going on in your state as well. I don't know. This is the first I've heard of this. It, you know, maybe it's one of those things where they're doing it in Massachusetts, and if they get away with it, then we'll start seeing them pop up elsewhere. Or, for all I know, they're already in all 50 states. I really don't know. It's the first time I've heard of the LECs. So Balco is telling us about these LECs. They're claiming 501c3 corporate status, which they say means they don't have to respond to Freedom of Information Acts. This is an excerpt that the Washington Post is sharing from the ACLU of Massachusetts in their report on this. The ACLU goes on here saying, hiding behind the argument they're private corporations, not subject to the public records laws, these LECs have refused to provide documents regarding their SWAT team policies and procedures. They've also failed to disclose anything about their operations, including how many raids they've executed or for what purpose. Metro LEC, one of the largest of the law enforcement councils covering the metropolitan Boston area, operates a range of specialized resources, including a canine unit, computer crimes unit, crisis negotiation team, mobile operations, SWAT, motorcycle unit, and regional response team, in addition to its SWAT force. The organization maintains its own Bearcat armored vehicle, as well as a $700,000 state-of-the-art command and control post. It's probably one of those big RV things that you've seen, like the truck trailer size things that pull around. In 2012, Metro LEC reportedly used its Bearcat 26 times, mostly for drug busts, and applied to the Federal Aviation Administration to obtain a drone license. The Northeastern Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council, NEMLEC, similarly operates a SWAT team, as well as a computer crime unit, motorcycle unit, school threat assessment and response system, regional communications, and incident management assistance team. Its SWAT team members are trained and equipped to, quote, deal with active shooters, armed barricaded subjects, hostage takers, and terrorists, unquote, and they dress in military-style gear with the words NEMLEC SWAT emblazoned on their uniforms. Given this training, it's not surprising the NEMLEC SWAT team has, over the past decade, led numerous operations that involved armored vehicles, flashbang devices, and automatic weapons. You know, it's interesting. Some people complain that the liberty movement or voluntarists are arguing for private police and that, you know, that this was what we would want to see. We would want to see a private police, Derek J. Shouldn't we be happy about this?
No, because as you pointed out, you can't say no to them like other private things. Like, I brought up how bizarre it would be if a private corporation just suddenly decided it was a government corporation, like Krispy Kreme or something. Like, you must buy Krispy Kreme.
The government of Krispy Kreme.
Yes, and now everyone must buy them every month, whether you want them or not. Mm-hmm. Just like health insurance.
Sure. Have you bought your mandatory minimums today?
Yeah, or you'll get a punishment from the IRS.
You don't have a chocolate in here. You need to have at least one chocolate.
There's no cream. Yeah,
I don't see any filling in this one over here. That's a fine.
So bizarre because, yeah.
Get back in the kitchen. We're putting you to work.
With donuts shops, with coffee shops, any other place, you can say, no thanks, I don't want your service, sure. I'll go for someone else. But with SWAT teams, you don't get that choice.
Massachusetts, by the way, has a long history of accountability and excessive force problems with SWAT teams. That is, accountability problems with SWAT teams. A few examples. In 1988, Boston Detective Sherman Griffiths was killed in a botched drug raid, later revealed to be to have been conducted based on information from an informant, and a subsequent investigation revealed the police had simply made that up. 6 years later, the Reverend Asseline Williams died of a heart attack during a mistaken drug raid on his home. The Boston Globe found that three of the officers involved in that raid had been accused in a 1989 civil rights suit of using fictional informants to obtain warrants for drug raids. In testimony for that suit, one witness testified that after realizing they just raided the wrong home, a Boston police officer shrugged, apologized, and said, "This happens all the time."
So they weren't accountable when you did have the records. What's the difference? We don't have them now. They weren't accountable then. They're not accountable now. Yeah. You know what it sounds like we need? Like another cop watch, cop block, cop. There needs to be a watch the watchers where you scan the scanner or something, you know, because there's like these police scanners that you can get on your iPhone or smartphone. You can listen and hear what your local police department is doing. You know, it would be a nice service if some volunteers would just say, like, this is what the police are doing. I heard them, you know, and so you don't need to rely on the government. You don't need to rely on the government's own information because they're going to lie to you anyway. They're going to cover up and they're going to obfuscate and say, "Oh, we don't need to give you that." Why don't you just go get it yourself? I mean, it would be great if independent citizens could be relying on each other rather than depending on the government for this type of information.
You remember when the Keene riots were happening here during Pumpkin Fest that made international headlines? Our scanner actually went down that night due to, of course, you know, it's one of those things. Of course, when people actually want to tune in, it goes down. But it was probably also due to the high demand because when normally, if I were to go there right now and look and see how many people are listening to the Keene scanner, the police scanner, it's usually no more than 5 at any given moment. Right now, there are six people listening. But the night of the Pumpkin Fest, we hit over 300 simultaneous listeners on that scanner. So to have that tool out there enables people who want to know to tune in and at least find something out. You still don't get to know everything because there's still the little two-way typing system they have, you know, those laptops in their cars. They can send text messages to dispatch as well. So if there's certain information they don't want revealed over the public airwaves, then they'll just text it. Yeah. Now, there's supposedly a way to get that information through Freedom of Information requests. I just don't know of anyone who's ever actually gone through that, at least for that particular info. In 1996, the Fitchburg SWAT team was already facing a lawsuit for harassing a group of loiterers when it burned down an apartment complex during a botched drug raid. Whoops. The SWAT team subsequently faced a number of other allegations of recklessness and misconduct. In January of 2011, and by the way, he's obviously glossing over a bunch of cases. He's giving you a summary of some of what's happened. In January 2011, a SWAT team raided the Framingham, Massachusetts home of 68-year-old Yuri Stamps at around midnight on a drug warrant. Oddly, it had already arrested the subject of that warrant, Stamps' 20-year-old stepson, outside of the house. But because he lived in Stamps' home, the team went ahead with the raid anyway. Now, the ostensible reason for these raids is that there could be someone inside who might shoot them, right? That's the reason they've got all the armor and the machine guns and they're amped up and they're kicking in doors and doing that sort of thing. That they
think Scarface is behind every door.
Right, and they also the claim is that the drugs might get flushed or something. Like, if we don't go in fast, they might flush kilos of cocaine.
And that would be horrible.
Now, are they going to argue that the 68-year-old grandmother here, or grandfather, I'm not sure if Yuri's a man or, I'm not sure. Anyway, that this elderly person, you know, if this individual is the criminal that they were making their stepson out to be, I mean, this is a completely, is only a related individual who happens to live in the home, but they still went through a SWAT raid. And during that raid, when they encountered Mr. Stamps, the 68-year-old, they instructed him to lie on the floor. He complied. According to the police account, one officer then moved towards Stamps to check for weapons. He lost his balance and fell. As he fell, his weapon discharged, sending a bullet directly into Stamps' chest, killing him. Now, that sounds like a likely story, doesn't it? Oh, I just shot the man in the back. How does that happen exactly? Unless you are holding the man at gunpoint the entire time with your finger on the trigger, there's like next to zero chance that a bullet's going to end up in someone's back if you aren't pointing the gun at the person, right? 855-453, more about these private cops coming up.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes find breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. It may be the last week of the year, but we're still here doing live radio for you. In fact, New Year's Eve, you'll be able to join us for yet another live edition of Free Talk Live. So please be with us throughout the holidays as we're here for you at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Shocking story in the Washington Post from Radley Balco, who is like basically one of the key players out there in reporting on all things police state. He is revealing some what I consider to be pretty surprising information, and that is that government agencies are now coming together in Massachusetts. And please, if you know about this in other states, let us know. This is the first I've come across this. But the idea is that these government police agencies have teamed up to form LECs. Now, the LEC stands for a Law Enforcement Council, and they have different LECs throughout the state of Massachusetts. And what these things do is they operate SWAT teams, among other things. According to the ACLU, one of those LECs, Metro LEC, also operates a canine unit, computer crimes unit, crisis negotiation team, mobile operations motorcycle unit. Goes on and on, all kinds of different things besides just a SWAT team. And now these LECs are saying we don't have to respond to freedom of information requests because we're a private corporation.
It's like the League of Extraordinary Criminals.
You can't have it both ways, says Jesse Rossman, a staff attorney for the Massachusetts ACLU. He said this in a phone interview with Balco. The same government authority that allows them to carry weapons, which you can't do in Massachusetts, make arrests, and break down the doors of Massachusetts residents during dangerous raids also makes them a government agency that's subject to open records law. In some states, police agencies can claim exemptions, this is Balco again, from open records legislation for certain types of requests, such as for internal personnel files or investigation documents that could reveal the identities of witnesses or informants. So even under the rules as we thought we understood them, there's still some exemptions. But now they're saying they're exempt from everything. And going on, some parts of the country, like the Virginia suburbs of Washington, police agencies have broadly interpreted open records laws to allow them to turn down just about every request. But this claim in Massachusetts is on a whole different scale. Rossman says they didn't even attempt to claim an exemption. or an exception, They're simply asserting that they're private corporations. The ACLU is now suing one of these LECs, NEMLEC. It's worth noting that in addition to receiving taxpayer funding from its 51 member police agencies, NEMLEC has also received significant federal funding over the years, particularly from the Byrne Grant Program, whatever the hell that is. In fact, just last April, NEMLEC made a series of drug busts across the state in an investigation funded at least in part with these Byrne grants. They seem to be involved in quite a lot of drug raids at this NEMLEC. In 2010, they received an $800,000 Byrne grant earmarked by John F. Kerry at that time. Interestingly, in 2009, NEMLEC had to pay out $200,000 to settle allegations that it made false claims related to the use of Justice Department grant funds, specifically funds obtained through the Byrne grant program. That sounds like an agency that could use a little oversight. The argument that the LECs in Massachusetts are private corporations and therefore immune to state open records law was made by Jack Collins, who is the general counsel for the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association. So the top dogs in Massachusetts politics in the, inside the system, not the politicians themselves, but the police chiefs, who essentially are politicians. They're just, I don't know if they're elected in Massachusetts. Here in New Hampshire, they're appointed by the city council or the city manager. And what I don't know here is, well, what it seems like is that these guys have gotten together and they have concocted a way that they believe is going to get them around any level of accountability whatsoever for their actions. Now, in theory, you would still be able to submit a request to the individual department to ask for records about what their department alone was doing. But anything they were doing under the name of this NEMLEC or MetroLEC or whichever LEC that we're talking about, they're going to claim was exempt from those records requests. So I imagine they're probably trying to put as much under the umbrella of these LECs as they can possibly get away with.
This is why, to me, it's so important to film and record the police at every opportunity, because they don't want to tell you what they're doing on a regular basis. I mean, this isn't like, oh, we're not going to tell you what we're doing on Tuesdays. This is all the time. They are keeping the public from this information.
I wonder how far we are away now from these cops making the claim. Let's say you walk into a Massachusetts police department with your video camera, as many of us have done over time. Even though we're here in New Hampshire, we've gone down.
Weren't you arrested for that?
I was arrested for walking into the town hall, which housed the police department, but by the time I...
You didn't even get there.
I didn't get to the police department by the time I was arrested. That wasn't the reason I was actually there. Oh. So I ended up getting an inside tour of the police department without
the camera on.
Yeah.
But no, this is why it's important to record the police, but you say
but how
different?
Far are we... No, I'm not saying different. I'm just saying how far are we now before some police agency says, hey, turn that camera off. This is private property.
They've tried that on a couple of places, like at federal detention centers in New York City. I know there's videos
really?
Of these. Yeah, because security guards, they don't know what they're doing. And a lot of times they just make it up as they go along. Oh,
that's
yeah.
certainly true.
Yeah, this is a private property. Oh, is it? You know, this is a jail.
Right.
So
who owns this private property?
Yeah, so a lot of those questions will make them go away. But yeah, it's an interesting.
Yeah, well, what if they take this NEMLEC? Right. What if they take this NEMLEC group or MetroLEC and they have them purchase the police station? Police station could be a privately owned building that's rented by a government agency.
I don't know. You gave the numbers on those. They seemed kind of low. I don't know if they don't include the federal numbers, but you said 50 times about $4,000. It gives them about $200,000 operating budget, right? So
wait a minute. Where did you get those numbers from? Was that what I said?
Yeah. So you said there's like 51 police departments in this one little area, little region.
So there was
they gave an example of one town gives about four grand.
$4,600 in annual membership dues.
Yeah, so I'm estimating maybe they got $200,000 to operate with. That's not a lot of money for a department.
But
I mean,
that
what
doesn't
do they do
include grants either, right? So if they got the Bearcat or what this $700,000 state-of-the-art command and control post.
Yeah, I guess the feds chip in quite a bit more than the local municipalities can.
So I have to wonder, you know, are these LEC things happening in other states, or is it just Massachusetts? Is this becoming a nationwide epidemic that we don't even know about?
How can we know?
Falco just found out about it.
Well, how did he even know? Do you file a Freedom of Information Act request in your local police
department? That's what happened, was the ACLU filed Freedom of Information Act request.
And they were just like, nope.
Filing with them with all the SWAT teams in Massachusetts looking for details on, all right, well, you know, in the last year, how many times was the SWAT team used? And they
ACLU
came back and said, nope, not going to tell you.
And the ACLU has been following this for a few years. They've been sort of making a long case, I think, against the militarization of the police in general. And these,
I think the case has been made at
SWAT
this point.
And tanks in particular. But yeah, I think they've sort of reached the end of the rope, haven't they? If you can't get more information from the government about the SWAT teams, like, what do you do? So I guess they're going to
court. They're suing. Yeah, they're suing. So, you know, we'll see how that pans out. And if we come across that information here, we'll certainly share it with you. But if you come across it first, you know, if we haven't talked about it yet and you've heard about the news that this, you know, case went one way or another, please call in and let us know via the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We rely on a lot of our listeners to keep us in the loop.
So this is why I left the ACLU. I was a fundraiser with the ACLU in Philadelphia. And when I saw time after time, in my case it was for Guantanamo Bay, but I just saw that they're not able to do what they want because the ACLU, and I'm not saying that their goals are not virtuous, but they're not able to do what they want because they try and hold the government to its own standard, and that just is impossible. You can't do that. What do? They reach the end of the rope. They have to take the government to court. What court?
The government court.
So what do they expect?
Well, I mean, they're trying. At least they're trying. And in some instances, they do have success. It was this Massachusetts ACLU that helped me out in Massachusetts when I was arrested for having a video camera in a town hall. And it was their attorney who secured a $5,000 settlement for me, which, you know, is chump change compared to Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project. She got $57,000 in a similar case in Weir.
What was the difference there?
The difference was, I guess they had them on the ropes better in Weir or something like that. I forget you know, the ins and outs. I was in town hall. She was on the side of the road.
Seems like a big difference in you know, the amount of money that you're awarded.
You never know what you're gonna get, right? Like I don't know.
Like a jackpot? You just hit bingo or something? And they
might
just choose a number at random?
Yeah, I think so.
Weird.
Like, hey, you'd be happy with this? Okay, sure. Done. So, you know, credit to the ACLU. They're the ones who took the case, and
they didn't
do some
good.
They
yeah.
didn't have to at all. So, the group here in New Hampshire, they also took on the Occupy case, which was the occupiers who were arrested in one of the parks in Manchester for basically being in the park after 11 o'clock at night. The ACLU of New Hampshire took that case. But they took the case.
I'm not trying to put them down. I'm just trying to point out their hands are a little tied.
Of course. Yeah, they're working within the system. You can only do so much. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. There's more coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Shiny badges on your jackets, shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.